Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call, 347-826-7435, the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, which I wouldn't understand why you would be, but if you're afraid to call us, please email us. Questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. No question, comment, or concern is too big for us. We take them all. Well, we don't. But I'm supposed to say that. Social network. if you're on social network with us, if you're on Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group, myself, or you want to say it, Brown Sugar? Say it.
Shiny Whiskers.
Shiny Whiskers will add you.
Yes.
Myself or Shiny Whiskers will add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatever. We'll follow you back and we can talk, taste on whatever. If you're listening live, you're on the Blog Talk app, you can jump into the chat room there, or if you wanted to chat with us, because we do a chat during the show and we also chat 10 minutes after the show on the smoothdrama.com site, you can go there and chat with us and see what we talk about, from sneakers to hats. Chat. Sneakers to hats. No? Okay.
Sneakers I'll be here. Hats and baseball bats?
Nah. This and yeah, that.
No baseball hats?
No, I'm on the MC Light. You know, I always have Light reference. One day I'm gonna run into MC Light and she's gonna look at me really weird, like why? And because I'm gonna be spitting her lyrics at her, and me and MC Light gonna have a spit-a-thon. We're gonna spit on each other.
You're gonna be all creepy, like you're gonna be creepy with her.
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Yeah.
The whole creepy thing, we going to pass on. We're going to stay away from
okay.
creepy. Although, that does segue right into what we're going to talk about, creepy. So, yeah. Lord of the Rings is filming a television series in New Zealand. And their talent agency, BGT Actors, Models, and Talent, has issued an open casting call for funny-looking actors or people with scars, burns, missing bones, and otherwise unattractive features to be orcs.
Oh, so they're not doing the digital thing with that?
No, they're saying androgynous men and women, hairy people of all ages and ethnicities, circus performers who can juggle, stocky, mean-looking bikers, and redheads of all ages, shapes, and sizes. Basically, if you look weird, they want you.
Odd and peculiar, huh?
Yes. So I'm gonna ask you this, Brown Sugar. So you go there, and you're like trying out for a role in this new series. It's going to be big. It's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, hey, what do you think about playing an orc? Do you just like leave?
You know, I personally would, because they scared me in the movies. I was not. I mean, they were just really scary creatures. So I probably, and that's why I'm like, how are these, they're going to make like real people. I'm just, because, I mean, the orcs had to be digital. They couldn't have been like real, or it had to be makeup.
Yeah.
But so I can't imagine like them having all, you know, because there was, it looked like a million orcs in some scenes. So I'm assuming they were just digital reproductions.
Yeah. Right. Well, this one, they want people who are weird looking. I don't know. If you get the king and queen of the orcs role, do you want Brad?
I mean, I've never even seen anybody that looks like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even imagine, like, there being a human being that actually looks like an orc.
Well, they're looking for them.
I can't wait to watch it now. But see, now, are you going
to
believe that it's really a human being, or are you going to think that, okay, they couldn't find anybody and they had to do the whole makeup thing?
Nah, we just saw that they're saying, hey, if you look weird, hit us up.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there's nobody on Earth that looks like an orc.
Okay.
There are some weird looking people.
Nope.
I'm not saying that there aren't. No, listen, let me finish. I'm not saying they're not weird looking people, but orcs are literally monsters.
Okay. Well, guess what? They're casting peculiar individuals.
I need to see this myself.
When it comes out next year, we're going to revisit this.
We just
going to leave it right there. We're going to revisit this because, yeah, you know I'm watching. And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking about monsters, Sammy Hagar, former Van Halen frontman, he came out on the weird tip. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make a radical statement here. This is hard to say without stirring somebody up, but truthfully, I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes. We have to save the world and this country from this economic thing that's going to kill more people in the long run. And so he said he would rather see everyone go back to work, and if some of us have to sacrifice and die, so be it.
You know, what's so funny about that. That's very noble of someone who does not work in an office. If he's still a musician, he can work from home.
Yeah. He
doesn't have to go to an office or any place indoors that requires you to be next to lots of people.
Yeah, he said he's going to do concerts. So he said, I will die for my children and my grandchildren to have a life anywhere close to the life that I had in this wonderful country. That's just the way I feel about it. I'm not going to go around spreading the disease, but there may be a time where we have to sacrifice. I mean, how many people die on the earth every day? I have no idea. I'm sorry to say it. But we all got to die, man. So, bam. Sammy Hagar. To die for the people. Newton wrote it, but I don't think that he was thinking about to die for the people by getting coronavirus at a concert. I don't think he was thinking about that. Yeah.
I don't know. People and their beliefs and opinions. It's just, I don't know.
And no chocolate. He's not going first, and he's not volunteering in the chat room. They asked that question. I'm just going to answer no. He's going to be at the house. There's a reason why he's the front man, as Brown Sugar said.
All right. I mean, his livelihood does not depend on, you know, it depends on other people, but he doesn't have to interact.
Yeah. So. Well, speaking of interaction, because once again, these are tales from the apocalypse. sometimes you just gotta sit back and just breathe in the stupidity. M. Night Shyamalan did a movie called Split. It's part of a trilogy, right? Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Unbreakable. Mm-hmm. Split, and then Mr. Glass. Right?
Mr. Glass.
Right. So there's a petition going around. Demanding it be removed from Netflix, insisting that the story and characters are offensive to those suffering from dissociative identity disorder. Now, first, we're going to say this. The movie's not even on Netflix. First. Second, it's a fucking movie. I was trying not to curse, but I gotta curse. It's a fucking movie. It's a movie about a guy who has a supervillain inside him. If you cannot understand that, you probably should never watch movies ever again. This is not based on a true story. This is based on fiction. Science fiction, El Stupidodo. That was it.
Yeah, you know, I forget what I was listening to the other day, and I didn't even like really get into it good, but we're becoming a society of cancel. It's called cancel culture, where we just want to cancel everything that's offensive to us, whether it's independently or collectively, that's, you know, that really isn't offensive. We don't like it, so then let's cancel it.
Okay.
As opposed to, you don't like every, you know, in this world, you're not going to like everything. So you have to learn to deal with it.
See, now, I didn't want to go here, but they make me go here. Where was the petition? I mean, because it's a superhero movie, right? It's a superhero movie. Ah, where were they when they kept making the Egyptians European? I have not seen that petition.
And you're not going to see it from them. You'll see it maybe from us, but you're not going to see it from them.
No, but see, the petition, you don't need a petition. It's just nobody went to see the movie because it's like it's historically incorrect.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about science fiction. So you're telling me I can't make up a story about a supervillain that has split personalities, because you're going to say, well, hey, it's making fun of people. Nah, he was killing people.
I'm offended.
Okay. You're offended.
Yeah. Right. Well, it has to be canceled. You know what's funny about this, too? Is remember when they were talking about burning books and how, you know, books that talked about things that, you know, like, what is that? Of Mice and Men, and there was a few other books back in the, I think in the 80s, and I think they were talking about it even before then, in the 50s, that certain books. But this reminds me of that and how people were up in arms about not destroying, you know, things like that, just, you know, I just don't understand.
I'm not even gonna go cancel culture. I'm just gonna say people are stupid, and stuck right there.
You're not into canceling culture. You're not into that so much.
No, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, you it's just don't helpful. Participate in. Yeah.
There are a few movies that I heard were terrible. And, okay, I believe you. And you don't watch it. If you understand that the premise is not for you, you think it would be offensive, then don't watch it. Problem solved. You don't need to cancel it because if nobody watches it, it doesn't go into circulation. I think that stupid is in the air. It's in the water. See, we talk about COVID, but there's stupid. Stupid 20. See, we're on COVID-19, but now we're on stupid 20. The stupid 20 is floating into the lungs of people, and so you see a lot of unintelligent, if you want to call it thought, out there.
Yeah, on that note, I just think. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna go on break. This is Busta Rhymes. Woo-ha! Got you all in check.
When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. All in deck, I got that head. You can never use with your neck. All in deck, and you know we come to the rest of this hotel. All in deck, throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. All in deck, bust the rhymes up in the place of true need. Yes, I got the record, that's word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need.
Get the moment, nigga, just pass the disco. Yo,
Make a trip down to Mexico. Come back with that shit that might let you psycho. Mexico frequency studios every door. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, they got to go.
Is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Guess what, Brown Sugar?
What?
Bill Cosby. They're thinking about letting Bill Cosby plead something so they can tell him no again.
Hey, might as well. Why not put him on the list?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I mean, there are people who like, hey, well, these other cats get out, and I just keep running to this. Hey, yeah, I raped some women. I just didn't rape them. I'm gonna stay there. Now, granted, the dude who was selling black kids to jail, they say kickbacks, but basically it was his slavery thing, the send youth for profit guy, the former judge, Michael Conahan, he got out. Over virus.
Oh, we'll see. Why not then let out Bill Cosby? Let out R. Kelly, I say.
I'm going to say this. Hey, jail's not supposed to be nice. And if something bad is happening, shouldn't went to jail. Am I wrong? It's like, jail's not supposed to be nice. Like, oh, it's going to be messed up. And they might get sick. Well, tough titty. Maybe you shouldn't have been trying to sell people. Maybe you shouldn't have been raping people. Although R. Kelly, I'm like, I still don't understand why he's in jail. I get people don't like him. I mean, I don't really listen to his music. But, hey, they were all willing and they were of age. It may not have been a situation that you thought was exciting.
Some of them were not, though, when it started.
Yeah. But
so I think problem.
Those situations, the parents brought them there. The parents allowed it. And then crying on TV. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I just know my teenage daughter is not going to be hanging out with R. Kelly. If you let your teenage daughter hang out with R. Kelly, stick yourself.
Or any other overaged man for that matter.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
they're working on an album together. Okay. I'm going to be there.
I'll
be like Beyonce's daddy. She walked to the bathroom, I walked to the bathroom.
Yeah, because if you're not gonna let your daughter hang out with Sam the bus driver, why let him hang out with Robert Kelly, you know, the singer? So,
right.
I mean, it's all the same.
Yep. Speaking of all the same, let's just jump into our dumbass of the week.
Yeah.
dumb ass of the week. A lot of people have seen her. She came out. Kathy Jenkins. If you don't know who Kathy Jenkins is, Kathy Jenkins is the Missouri woman who went viral for waving the Confederate flag, praising the Ku Klux Klan, and vowing to teach hate to her grandchildren. So let's just go off what she said. So she said, "I'm teaching them to fucking hate all of you people." Then she raised her fist and called out KKK belief. So she got fired because it went viral, right?
No.
She got fired. So she came out. "I'm so, so sorry. I mean, if it would help for me to stand with Black Lives Matter, I absolutely would do that." She says she blacked out during the event and doesn't remember what she said. And she said, and I quote, "She does not support the KKK. I wasn't saying I'm KKK or for the KKK. I was mocking them because I don't like being called a racist. And last but not least, because there's icing on the cake here, I didn't understand that the Confederate flag meant hate. I don't understand the whole history of the Confederate flag, but I'm learning."
You know what, though? I wouldn't be surprised if most of them didn't, like, know the history. Like, they know what it, like, the general idea of it is hating, you know, others. It's white supremacy. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't know the history of it.
No. No. See, we're going to stop that
really?
Right there. No, because
I'm just saying as
staple.
Far as, like, them being ignorant.
No. Nope. Because this is the one thing that is taught in U.S. history from elementary school all the way to high school. We know we get the same history. This is one of the things that's taught in history, the Confederate flag. We talk about Civil War a lot. The Confederate flag a lot. It's real simple. They didn't want to be in the United States no more. We ain't even going to talk about why. They didn't want to be in the United States no more. They created their own flag. They were traitors to the United States, and they lost, but you still had the traitor flag. That's it.
All right.
We ain't gonna go into the race part. We just gonna say, if you're a patriot, the people who wanted to break up your great United States Union, that's their flag. That was it.
I agree, but I don't. I like I said, they're ignorant.
No,
they
not,
don't
no.
necessarily understand.
No. It's the one thing that's taught in U.S. history. You'll miss a lot of stuff in history, world history, U.S. history, but you won't miss the Civil War. You'll get the Civil War in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. Then you'll go to college, and when you take U.S. history, you're going to get the Civil War again. You can't avoid the Civil War and all facets of the Civil War in U.S. history. You'll miss a lot of other stuff. You'll miss a whole lot of other stuff. Civil War won't be one of them. Confederate flag, all that, that's not on there. You get that. There's no ignorance to that. I'm just saying. See, so
I think if they understood it, it being against the United States, which they claim to love so much, wouldn't they not be for the Confederate flag?
So here's what I'm going to do, Brown Sugar. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break it down a different way. Because people, I guess, because the racism, they just, you can't see racism. So I'm going to say this. I believe in doo-doo power. I'm going to teach my grandkids to hate you and doo-doo in your face. Then you find out, oh, people saw that. I'm sorry. I wasn't saying I'm for doo-doo or for doo-doo power. I was mocking them because I don't like being called a doo-doo power advocate. I didn't understand that doo-doo power meant hate. I didn't even understand the whole history of doo-doo power. But I'm learning. Because we can say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that now there's a group of people who enjoy people doo-dooing in their face. But we can say the majority of people in the world and the United States would not appreciate somebody doo-dooing in their face. That I think we can get an amen on. I'm just saying. There are some people who there's the whole website dedicated. And so we can just do an analogy, right? They're side by side. There are a group of people who enjoy doo-doo in their face. We compare them to those other people. We're not going to say it because we ain't going to talk about race. We're just going to say there's the people who love doo-doo power and then the people who don't love doo-doo power. That's it. All right.
Okay.
Now that we got that out the way.
Oh, you know that was so hard for me to listen to.
I know it was. That's why I went there. But you understand totally. So it's something that's really relatable. Because it's in your face. An uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
All right, so being serious,
okay.
We talk about being in the middle of the apocalypse, and you know, I'm saying for people out there, it's real serious, and you have idiots out here. Who? I'm just gonna say hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
So, hater of the week is a woman who is running for Congress, Winnie Hartstrong. In Missouri, she posted a video at the beginning of the month saying that George Floyd's killing was staged. It was a false flag. Winnie goes on, and this is the video that, you know, claiming that George Floyd is alive. It's got over 100,000 views. But she dove in a little bit deeper in the ocean by coming out this week with a 23-page document laying out a series of conspiracy theories about his death at the hands of the police. She insists that he actually died years earlier, and that the video shows his death is actually a bogus deep fake meant to stir up racial tensions. They conclude, and I'm going to use her words, We conclude that no one in the video is really one person, but rather they are all digital composites of two or more people to form completely new digital persons using deepfake technology. She writes in her 23-page document, which she claims was created with help from citizen investigators. Yeah. She says, Ben Bailey, a comedian who surprises taxi passengers with the chance to win money on the game show, was involved in playing the role of Derek Chauvin. Okay. And all this stuff out there is fake.
So basically what she's saying is like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Where all these people are just paid actors. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you're out there protesting for nothing because George Floyd is sipping on Mai Tai in the Bahamas or somewhere in the Caribbean, chilling.
Yeah,
she's running for Congress. Winnie Hartstrong in Missouri. So I remember joking about Tiger King got 19% of the vote when he ran for governor in Oklahoma. I was like
19%?
19%
of
the vote. Kind of crazy. Knowing what we know about him in the documentary, right? I'm curious.
Yeah.
I got to follow this one in Missouri, St. Louis congressional seat. Winnie, how many votes does she get? Because it's obvious she's batshit crazy.
Yeah, but I think that's what people like.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. They definitely like batshit crazy. And she's one of them. As a matter of fact, that wasn't even the only person. Tucker Carlson. He dove in with another one that was, he said, and I quote, "It's pretty clear that nothing is what we're told it is. These are not protests. This is not about George Floyd. It's not about systemic racism, whatever that is. America is not a racist country. You are not a bad person for living here. These are definitely not protesters or even rioters. They are the armed militia of the Democratic Party. They're working to overthrow our system of government. They're trying to put themselves in power." That's all obvious now.
Okay.
See, this is why you don't check your email. See, if you checked your email, you'd have got that email from the Democratic Party saying you are now inducted into the armed militia of the Democratic Party and it's time to overthrow the system.
Yeah, I didn't get that email.
See, you're not checking. That's your problem. You got to check your email.
I would say, yeah, I will. You think it's under Democratic Party or what?
It's secret. It's the one that says, "This is the secret." That's it.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, check that one out. And when you get into that position of power, once we overthrow all the tyrants. And apparently, I guess that means we got to kill everybody that's Republican. I mean, that's like part of it.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, it has to be. So
okay. First
we gotta kill everybody at Fox News so they can't report it no more. And then we'll only have liberal media. And then we can go and I don't know whatever you're supposed to do when you're the victim. All right. Yeah, that was weird. We're going to go on break.
Okay.
This is Eric B. and Rakim. Microphone B.
I'm held the microphone instead of cold the ice cream music orientated. So when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, bit complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all, but try to take it. If they just take it small,
cool.
Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet.
Back
to the lab, without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had. One after the other one, then I make another one. To this album, but this didn't act as the brother's done. I get a craving like I feed for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean.
Spin up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made in order, custom, sort of, an addiction. Magnetized. Over vocabulary, your verses are stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the cold so we can go inside. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks fly, invincible microphone, big rock, hell, spread the word, for some man, F-E-F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator operating correctly, but back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it, silly habit, the prescription is a hypertone, that's heroin, I feed for a microphone, like heroin, soon as the pain hits, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the animator. I'm made to a microphone, a loose weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm feeling for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling. The thrill of the trembling intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas or tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cut material. Grand material. It's a must that I bust any mic your hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the bond that broke the full stack. If that don't slow up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off. You should have kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm. Step off, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the max. I can't relax, see your life is a hypercardiac, cause the rap be one hell of a antidote, something you can't smoke more than dope, you try to move away but you can't, you broke more than cracked up, you should have backed up, but those that act up need to be more than smacked up, any entertainer, I gotta talk to chamber one on one, and I'm the remainder, so close your eyes and hold your breath, and I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before
death.
You go, you remember your scene, the fiend of a microphone, I'm the microphone.
I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F. N. Word and Ms. Brown Sugar. That was Eric, me, and Rakim. Microphone fiend. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Okay.
I just don't need to go no further. Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Chicago. Chi-Town. Got this Showtime show, The Chi. First official summer weekend. 106 people shot, 14 fatally, including a 3-year-old boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Marks the most people shot in one weekend there since at least 2012.
Like the, oh, wow.
Yep, 12 of the people that were shot were younger than 18. Chi-Town.
What is the mayor's name? I forget her name. But I don't know. Like, how does that... Well, I know how it happens, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what's the mayor's name. I don't think it matters about any of the officials. It's probably one of the most pathetic things that you heard saddening. 106 shootings. First weekend of summer. It makes me right. I don't want to be right. At this point, my being right is a curse.
As far as
everything
in this instance.
In this instance, I mean, I'm right. Like I said, that these first weeks of summer is going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly, and setting up for unfortunately July to be lit. Like I said.
Yeah.
I mean, we have this. We have murder. Just on one bright sunny weekend, we have the man who kidnapped and murdered protesters. Well, first he brutally raped the girl over and over again, and then he came out and said, you know what, because I raped her so much, I knew I couldn't let her go, so I had to kill her. And then when her friend, the older lady, asked about her, he went and killed her too.
Hmm.
So the apocalypse is bringing out the real creep in people. But we talk about these murders. These shootings, it's Groundhog Day because we have these situations. It's like I said, it's the red summer of 1919, but it's 2020. Murder,
I'm
kill, kill.
Speechless. I just never heard of such a thing. And I mean, and it got bad in here one year. You know, a few years it was really bad, but never to that extent.
Well, so we'll take a look at it from a different perspective. Okay, so there are some physicists who think that there's a mirror universe hiding in space-time, right? And so, folks. We're talking about alternate dimensions and multiverses, whatnot. And people, that's some sci-fi stuff. It's not even plausible. It don't make sense. But if you think about it, maybe we're the one on the wrong side of the mirror.
You know?
Like I said, it's the bizarro world, right? Where the stuff that don't make sense happens here.
If it don't make sense, it's going to happen. We've seen that.
And we just don't realize it because we're here.
Yeah. I mean, people said we're in a simulation, whatnot. I'm just saying, what if we're on the wrong side of the mirror, in the mirror universe? It would explain a lot of things. Explain a lot of things. You know, you start thinking, well, why? Why are little kids getting shot? Why are people even thinking about shooting in the midst of one, the pandemic? But I guess that's part of the swirl in the allure of the apocalypse, right? The apocalypse creates this atmosphere of foolishness. Then, of course, we've got the people who are out here murdering and killing protesters. Some just for rape. Some good old fashioned the American tradition in lynching and hanging people from trees. And then we come out and say, hey, that's suicide. Makes no sense. Except for in the mirror universe. And then like Bubba Wallace, right? Then Bubba Wallace had the noose. And they said, well, hey, it's been there since October. Like, oh, that makes it cool because it was there since October.
Well, like, so you wasted, you waited. Your time is up. It's past. You should have said something at least in January. Right?
Apparently.
It's over now.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Right.
But, Time to move on. Get over it.
Right. But I'm just saying that only works in on the wrong side of the mirror. Because on the right side of the mirror, you say, well, why the hell would there be a noose in his garage since October? And y'all seen it since October and you let it sit there.
Exactly.
Those are rational questions, rational thoughts that it would probably get answered correctly on the other side of the mirror. I'm just saying.
I agree. That's something to think about.
Yeah, other side of the mirror, they probably on a hot, beautiful day. No, we're not gonna be mad. We should be happy we got outside, right? Because that's what people had rocket launchers in subway. You gonna let us outside, even though they were outside. See, my argument was they were mad that people would let them outside, even though they were outside. They're already out there, so they had to have rocket launchers and AKs. Don't happen on the other side. Nobody hangs themselves in the mirror universe.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is. In the mirror universe, they don't hang themselves. And call it suicide. Just doesn't happen.
Okay.
So, I'm convinced. Yeah, it's the mirror universe. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. We're on the wrong side. Because
something I've never thought about, but it does make sense.
Right. Because none of it makes sense over here. None of it. Everything
and
that
all
has
this
happened,
time.
Right. All this time. All the time. You thought brown sugar. You was on the right side of the mirror. When we looking in the mirror, we won't be on that side. They on the good side. I messed up. And speaking of being messed up, so George Bush Sr. mentioned this a while ago when he was president. He talked about the strong president theory. And so throughout American history, instead of the checks and balances that those evil dudes that we call founding fathers came up with, those have slowly been eroded. And people don't notice it, but it's like every president, there's a little bit more that happens. There's a little bit more that happens that they can just run through things, and the checks and balance of the court and Congress don't come into play. For example, the Supreme Court enhanced the ability of the president so that people who are asylum seekers with limited judicial review, he can quickly deport them. He don't have to go through the court no more. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So it's a little something that's added to the presidency, because you do it in a time when people are cool with it. So now you just say, hey, you know what? They got to go. Halting the visas, right?
Uh-huh.
You say, I'm halt the visas. And it's going to be over 500,000 jobs that's going to go to Americans. That shit sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
Most folks be like, yeah, you know what? We need to keep the jobs in America for Americans. Cool.
Yeah.
So he did that.
I agree.
But,
okay.
But he now has that power, and he doesn't, the Supreme Court doesn't rule on it no more. So the Supreme Court that he appointed gave him a power that usurps their check on him. Now, it won't be a big deal for this president. But see, like I said, setting precedents where your president can do pretty much anything and there's no check or balance to it. Thus, on the ledger of corruption, where's the check? Because it only gets worse from here. Only gets worse from here. That's the thing I'm talking about. Things that happen when people are focused on something else. It's got that power. Like when I said Obama killed a lot of people. He broke the law several times. Presidents killing leaders of foreign countries. That's actually not a cool thing.
Oh, no, definitely not. But, I mean, it's, you know, that's always been the trick of, you know, keeping you occupied on the left while you're doing something on the right. So,
yeah. And here we are again. So,
yeah.
Two presidencies in a row. Give money to rich people. No checks and balances. Doesn't have to go through Congress or the Supreme Court. And you don't even have to reveal. I have the power to go and kill anybody I want. And I have the power to deport anybody I want. No questions asked. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We invite you to come check us out on smoothdrama.com chat room. Later.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Ooh. summer. Smooth.